Are the brachos really brachos? It's a question that we have to wonder. Certainly Reuven's doesn't sound like a bracha. Shimon's doesn't sound like a bracha. Levi's doesn't sound like a bracha. Which explains why the Gemara explains that Yehuda himself, by the time the fourth bracha was ready, Yehuda was kind of slinking out into the back and be like, "Dad, I'm not interested in this." To which his father says, "No, no, no, I have a bracha. Come here, Yehuda. You are amazing, Yehuda. What is it?" There's a lot of different possibilities, but one possibility is that in the bracha, Yaakov actually reveals the essence of each brother. What's fascinating, there's a great book out by Nechama Price, where she explains actually the path and the trajectory of each of the Shvatim and says, look what happens. You want to see what happens with Reuven? This is where Reuven starts. This is where Reuven ends. And she takes it through Chamisha Chumshei Torah and in some cases well past that into Tanakh. So let's take a look for just a moment at Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi come out as Klei Chamas Mecheiroseyem. Your weapons are your way. You're violent. This is who you are. But what happens with Shimon in the end? How does the story end with Shevet Shimon and with Shevet Levi? And I think that's where you see a fascinating arc in their growth. See, Yaakov points a finger and says, you're both angry people, and you're both aggressive people. But that's not who you are. That's not what defines you. But that is how it presents right now. You got it. Now run with it. Is that a bracha? Is that a curse? Or is it a pinpoint evaluation and assessment? Sometimes people need to hear the truth about how they are. Sometimes people need to hear the truth about how they project. And when that happens, that gives them a moment to really reflect. I'll share with you, a few years ago, I had a very tough work meeting. I was called into a meeting where, in truth, I was pretty proud of the work I was doing overall. I was called into a work meeting and I was basically told I was not doing a very good job. Not really doing a good job at all. And it really stung because I had felt that I had actually done a pretty decent job. And I walked out of that meeting and my gut feeling was, I'm done. I can get a job somewhere else. Someone else will appreciate me more, will recognize my skills and my talents. But what I did was I really sat back and reflected and said, you know, there's some truth to what the person was telling me. What they were telling me was that you've been doing this for a long time and you've gotten somewhat complacent. You haven't challenged yourself to grow. You haven't challenged yourself to be bigger. You haven't challenged yourself to be better. And so I came out of that meeting wondering, what am I supposed to do? And I came back with a refreshed sense of, yeah, you've told me how I present. Now I'm going to show you that there's truth to what you said, but it doesn't define me. Shimon and Levi, that's actually the exact thing that you see in them. Shimon recognizes that he has this problem, but what does he do with it? Nothing. Shimon is Shimon. Shimon never changes. Shimon has the same problems by Cusby and Zimri, and it ends up decimating their tribe. But Levi hears it, and Levi listens to it, and Levi thinks about it, and Levi says, maybe there's truth, maybe you're right, but I'm not going to let that define me. I'm going to do better than that. And that's exactly what happens. Exactly what happens. He becomes bigger, he becomes better, and he ends up becoming kahuna, the penultimate in spirituality, all because he heard the message, all because he listened, and all because he did not allow it to define him. Have a good day.